This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1977.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus, this our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home and school, at play and everywhere, we'll tell the world of life in Jesus. He is all our song. There's all you need in Jesus, won't you come along?
And now, here's Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Well, hi there, my friend. How are things at your house today? Maybe you're not in the house. You might be out in the barn or in the car. Many of you listen from a sick room, and we know from our mail that many listen from behind prison bars. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you're welcome. Although this program is designed with the kids in mind, we're all young at heart, aren't we? On today's visit, we'll have some bright music, a treasure hunt, a visit with our little blind friend Julie, and, of course, a story. It's interesting that this is Julie's week to be with us, for our story has to do with a person who is blind. The name of the story? Out of Darkness, Into Light. Before story time comes sing time, however, so let's get right at it. Recently, I conducted a series of children's meetings in a church about 35 miles from Grand Rapids. We had a wonderful time each evening, and many boys and girls came to know the Lord as Savior. One of the highlights of our meetings was the good singing of the boys and girls. They knew a song that I didn't. They taught it to me, and I want our choir to sing it for you. Maybe it's one you already know. If so, sing along. It's called, If You Are Traveling to Heaven. From a new chorus, we go to an old hymn sung by our 12-year-old Radiant Rachel. Praise Him, praise Him. I know you can sing along on this one.
Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Sing all words His wonderful love proclaim. Hail Him, hail Him, highest archangels in glory. Strength and honor give to His holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard His children. In His arms He carries them all day long. Praise Him, praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, praise Him, ever in joyful song.
Another song that we sang in the children's meetings I mentioned was this bright one by Peter, Jay, and Ann. In fact, I think this was the song the boys and girls liked best. Happiness is the Lord.
Happiness is to know the Savior, living a life within His favor, having a change in my behavior. Happiness is the Lord. Happiness is Jesus and me, in close relation, having a part in His salvation. Happiness is the Lord. Real joy
Peter Jay, you stay right there and sing your song. A bright song of testimony it is. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? This would be a good spot to take a break from our music and have a treasure hunt. In case you are one of the many new listeners who join us every week, let me explain what a treasure hunt is. I'll give you a question to look up in the Bible. I'll also tell you where you can find the answer in the Bible. You'll need a pencil and paper to write down the question and the clue, so while the cousins sing our treasure hunt song, you get a piece of paper and a pencil, so you'll be all ready for the question.
I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure, and so we'll travel together, my Bible and I.
All set now? You remember I said our story today is Out of Darkness into Light. It has to do with a boy who is blind. There are several interesting stories about blind people in the Bible. One is found in John chapter 9. The story of this blind man takes up just about the whole chapter. And if you have time, read the whole thing because it's a very interesting story. I have two questions I want you to answer from the story in John chapter 9. First of all, I want to know how long the man had been blind. And then I want to know the name of the pool where Jesus told him to wash the clay from his eyes so that he could see again. Did you get that? A little bit harder than usual, but I think you can answer. I want to know how long he had been blind and what the name of the pool was where he had to go to wash his eyes. You'll find the answer in John chapter 9. Now, the book of John is the fourth book in the New Testament. Read John chapter 9, and somewhere in the first 12 verses, you'll find the answers to these two questions. How long had the man been blind, and what was the name of the pool where he was to wash?
Before we get back to our music and on to our good story, a quick reminder that if you're not getting Keys for Kids regularly, you can without having to ask for it every other month. Oh, we have so many good letters that come in all the time from those who are using Keys for Kids.
It's free for the asking. One free copy per family, please.
Rachel, give the fellas and gals my address so they'll know where to write.
Write to Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501.
Thank you.
I'm sure you recognize that as none other than our 13-year-old Steve with the old hymn, Oh, for a Thousand Tongues. Now it's time for our monthly visit with...
Julie.
Say, Julie, do you know the answers to those questions that I just asked about that story from John chapter 9?
One.
You know one, but not the other one. Which one do you know? How long he had been blind or the name of the pool?
The name of the pool.
Okay, don't tell the answer, will you?
No.
No. All right. Say, I like the song that you're ready to sing today. It's called Brighten the Corner Where You Are, and that's what we all need to do.
Do not do it until some deed of greatness you may do. Do not wait to shed your light afar. To the many duties ever near you now be true. Brighten the corner.
Thank you, Julie, for that good advice. Wherever we are, we can be a bright and shining light. I used to think when I was little they were singing right in the corner where you are. And that's true, too. Wherever you are, be a light, be a testimony for the Lord Jesus. Now, just before our good story, Susan, with some help from the cousins, tells us that things are different since Jesus passed by. Today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Agnes Livesey, is entitled, Out of Darkness into Light. The door of a home opened slowly, and a boy awkwardly stepped out and sat down. After a moment, he got up and eased himself to the sidewalk, paused a moment, then turned and started walking towards the corner.
Hey, Tom! Tom, wait! Wait for me! Tom, where are you going anyway?
Over to Bob's. Why?
You know you can't do that, Tom. Why didn't you call me?
I just had to go somewhere. I'm so tired of sitting around and... Oh, you don't know what it's like.
No, I don't. But you can't just go off like that, Tom. You know I'd be glad to go with you. Hey, what happened to your head?
My brother left the closet door open. It really made me mad. You've been great...
Pardon me, boys. My name is Phil Davis. I'd like to ask a question, if you don't mind.
Hi, I'm Jim Young, and this is Tom Boyce.
Well, I'm glad to know you both. What I want to ask is... Well, I've been noticing you, and you're blind, aren't you, Tom?
Yes, I am.
May I ask how long you've been blind?
It's been 3 months, Mr. Davis. He fell and hit his head, and the doctors can't make him see.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. You know, I was blind once for 6 months, and I know how hard it is to accept being blind. Tell me, have you been getting the training that's offered to blind people, Tom?
What do you mean?
Do you suppose I could talk to your mother about it? Is she at home?
Yes, sir, but I'll take you to his house, Mr. Davis. It's down this way. Come on, Tom.
Mom, I brought...
Tom, where have you been? I didn't know you had someone with you.
Mrs. Boyce, I'm Phil Davis. I met Tom down the street and...
Tom, you didn't!
Now, please don't be upset, Mrs. Boyce. I'd like to talk to you about Tom's future. Have you made any plans for training, Tom? There are many opportunities available for blind children.
The doctor mentioned that, too. But we can't afford special training for him. We aren't poor, but we have four other children.
Well, most of these services are without charge to you. They're supported by local groups and donations, and there are services which the county offers. But you must have received some notice of them.
Yes. We haven't gotten involved yet.
Well, what about school? You know, there are special schools where he can learn to read Braille with his fingers. Would you mind if I helped him get started in some of these things?
Oh, no. I'd be glad for any help.
I'd like to help Tom learn how to get around and how to study.
He does have trouble getting around. See that bump on his head?
I keep running into things. Lots of times my brothers leave their toys around, and I trip over them.
Well, I'm sure they'll learn to cooperate and keep things in place, but you will have to be alert yourself, Tom. Here, stand up a minute. There. Now, hold this hand out like this, and put this hand over your chest. There. Now, if you walk this way, your hand will hit any obstacle before your head does.
But he doesn't know where he is in a room. How will he ever learn to go anywhere else?
Well, if Tom can remember how things are arranged in a room... Well, say as he stands in the doorway of his bedroom, he's standing at 6 on the clock. If his bed is straight ahead, it is at 12, and so on.
Hey, that sounds keen. Let me try it on the living room. You haven't changed anything, have you, Mother?
No, dear. Here, stand in the doorway. There.
Okay. See, the sofa is at 12.
Mm-hmm.
The blue chair is at 10. The rocker is by the window at about 3. Let me see if I can walk to them alone.
Oh, Tom. Oh, you're doing fine.
Hey, nice work, fella. Now, remember to get a mental picture of a room when you enter it and walk with your guard out. Well, I've got to go, but I'll try to come back tomorrow. I'll send someone from the rehabilitation department to see you, Mrs. Boyce. They have free services which Tom should be getting.
You've already helped a lot, Mr. Davis. I'll wait for you tomorrow.
Hey, Tom, here comes Mr. Davis.
Oh, good. I like him.
Hi, Mr. Davis.
Well, hello there, fellas. How'd things go with you today?
Good. A lady came from that place you told us about.
Oh?
She talked my mom into giving me a room by myself. Now when I put something down, it'll stay there.
Great. What else did she do?
She's teaching me to know how close I am to a wall or doorway. I can tell by the air pressure on my face. Mr. Davis, I can tell by your voice that you're standing at 2 o'clock.
Hey, good work, Tom.
He's got to get a white cane. and learn to walk down the street with it.
And someday I'll get a dog, a seeing-eye dog.
One day you'll be able to do most of the things you did before, Tom.
I'm sure glad you came around, Mr. Davis.
I am, too. Now, I'd like to know something else. Do either of you go to church or Sunday school?
I used to go once in a while before I got hurt. Jim went with me sometimes.
Would you like to go with me on Sunday?
Not now. I couldn't see my way around, and I'd feel lost.
Maybe I could go with you, Tom. I could help you get around.
I teach a class of boys about your age. You could stay right with me.
Do you go to church every Sunday?
I sure do. I wouldn't want to miss it for anything. You see, boys, I love the Lord Jesus because he took my punishment for my sins. He died on the cross for me. And when I asked him to forgive me, he took away my sins. Now he is my friend, and no one could have a better friend. Several weeks passed, and Tom was making good progress in getting around his home and even walking alone on the sidewalk. He was learning Braille, and he also attended church and Sunday school regularly with Mr. Davis. One evening, when Mr. Davis called at Tom's home, he found Tom and Jim sitting on the front steps. Well, hi there, fellas. What's new with you tonight?
I had to walk all around the block alone today.
Well, how did it feel to be out on your own, Tom?
I was a little scared. It was a good feeling, though, when I made it on my own.
How would you guys like to walk to the dairy bar with me? You think you could make it that far?
I could.
Well, I'll sure try. It's been so long since I had a banana split that I almost forgot what they put on them.
They're good, aren't they, Tom?
They sure are. Mr. Davis, you've been so good to me lately that I don't know how I'll ever thank you enough.
Well, remember, I was blind once myself, Tom. I'm very thankful that I can help those who are still blind.
I'm sure glad that you came along. Since you came, things don't look so dark. It was just like turning on a bright light when you came.
Oh, I'm glad for that, Tom. I really am. I want to be your friend. But what if I were to go away? How would you feel then?
You aren't going away, are you? I'd be so lonesome without you.
No, I'm not planning to go away, but, Tom, I want you to have a friend who will never leave you.
I don't understand.
Well, that's why I wanted you to go to Sunday school and church with me. Now, you are physically blind, Tom. You know what that means. You can't see with your eyes. But both you and Jim are spiritually blind. This means that you don't understand that Jesus came to earth to take your punishment for sin. He died on the cross for your sins so that you might be forgiven and go to heaven. Until you come to Jesus and believe in him as your Savior from sin, you are in the darkness of sin.
I think I'm beginning to see.
Yeah. Me too.
Look here in my New Testament. John chapter 8, verse 12. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Boys, when I received Jesus as my Savior, things became brighter than when I received my physical sight again.
Mr. Davis, will I be able to see when I get to heaven?
All of us who go to heaven will be perfectly whole, Tom. But the important thing is to make sure we're going to heaven. Are you willing to confess that you are a sinner and ask Jesus to be your Savior from sin?
I know I've done things I shouldn't do, so I know I need to be saved. Yes, I will accept him as my Savior.
Jesus will be a better friend to you than I ever could be, Tom. I may leave you someday, but he never will.
I'm going to ask him to save me, too, because I've done lots of things I shouldn't do.
All right, boys. We're here in this corner booth all by ourselves. Suppose we just bow our heads while you ask the Lord Jesus to come into your life and take away the darkness of sin. How about it? Are you still in the dark? Or have you trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and come into the light? Maybe you'd like to know more about this. If so, I'll be glad to have you write me, and I'll answer your letter and send you some things that will help you understand what it really means to be a Christian. And don't forget the two questions I've asked from John chapter 9. How long had the man been blind? And what was the name of the pool where he was to wash his eyes? My address is Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. You've been listening to the Children's Bible Hour, reaching boys and girls with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Bye now.